if I'm not getting it right, what else am I not getting right? Like, if I'm not getting this aspect right, that he said this and it wasn't me, that he's making me feel this way, is there something else that I'm getting confused on? Do you feel crazy being in a toxic relationship? Maybe you're in a relationship today and you absolutely feel insane. One time there was this woman, she was sitting in her kitchen, at her kitchen counter, and she was having this discussion with her husband. And as the discussion kept going on, it kept getting louder and louder and louder, and he started getting more frustrated. He started to rage out with what he was saying, with how he was communicating, with yelling and screaming out words and hateful things to her. It got to the place where he said one specific thing that was extremely hateful and extremely hurtful to her, and she lashed back out, being like, I can't believe you just said that. All the conversation, the argument turned to the side, and she only focused on that one specific phrase and topic. And when that happened, his immediate response was, I didn't say that. Like, his immediate response was, that wasn't me. And this kept going back and forth for a couple minutes. And she was like, I'm not crazy. Like, this is something you just said. You just said this. I can't believe you actually even said this, that the words even came out of your mouth. But he wouldn't admit it. They're sitting in the kitchen. For some reason, the security cameras were turned on anyways. And so she went back and she pulled up the recording on her iPad. She sat there and then pulled it up and showed it to him and played it for him. The conversation they just had where he's out there screaming, raging, and saying that specific phrase. His response, I didn't say that. His response, that wasn't me. As the conversation finished up, he walked away and she was left there playing the video again, wondering, did I hear it wrong? Like, it seems like that's what he's saying, but he's saying he didn't say that. And the question started bubbling up in her mind so much that she ended up taking the iPad, going to a friend's house, sitting down, and just setting it in front of her and just like click play, let me know what you hear. Because at this point, she didn't know what to believe. She didn't know what was real anymore in her life. Has this happened to you? You see, narcissists in your life will get to the place where they make you feel crazy, absolutely insane. You'll be wondering and trying to put together the pieces of, what did I do wrong? What even did happen? Like, wait a second, do you love me? Do you not love me? What is actually real? When you start to see this in your life, it's a giant red flag that you're in a relationship with an extremely toxic person. It's making you doubt your sanity. It's making you doubt your worth. It's making you doubt who you actually are. We see this in different forms of lying and gaslighting, manipulation, emotional manipulation, manipulating your emotions to feel and act and respond a certain way. We see it in a lot of different ways. But the end result, you feel crazy. How many of this resonates with you today? Type in the word crazy in the chat just so other people can see they're not alone in the toxicity. They're not alone in the abuse. Because you start to feel that way. You start to feel like, wait a second, is this what marriage is about? Like, is this what everybody's hiding behind? Is this, like, am I the only one? Because everybody else's relationship seems to be working out just fine. The movies make it seem great. Like, Disney make it seem like fantasy. And all the people that I talk to, they're not revealing any of the shit that's inside. So, is it just me? And you start to question, who's at fault? You start to question what's actually wrong, because you're thinking in your mind, if I'm not getting it right, what else am I not getting right? Like, if I'm not getting this aspect right, that he said this and it wasn't me, that he's making me feel this way, is there something else that I'm getting confused on? Then you have a moment where there's a frustration. You have a moment where there's this blow up that happens, but the blow up isn't with him, the blow up's with you. Where you start to lash out, where you start to come across like you are psycho. You're screaming, you're yelling, you're getting all upset. And he turns to you calmly and he says, see, you're the crazy one. And as you go back to your room and you sit down on the edge of the bed with tears flowing down your face, you're wondering, is he right? What's wrong with me that I would be this way? When you're inside a toxic relationship, you get driven to the edge of insanity. You get walked to the edge of the cliff in her face to look over and being like, see, that's who you are down here. You're the crazy person. When in reality, he's taking you to the edge of your sanity to try to push you over and to make you seem, act, and feel insane. Why does a narcissist do this? What is the reasoning behind him pushing you to the edge? If we had to start boiling it down first with a simple word, it would be control. And what I mean by control is the ability to function and move another person to do the things that he wants you to do. There's almost like a high that comes off of this. Of the narcissist in your life getting to the place of saying, hey, I am going to push you to the place where you doubt your sanity so much that you have to rely on me for what you believe. You have to rely on me for the things that you think, feel, and experience inside this world and inside this life that we're living right now. There's this piece of control that comes into play, where you might be controlling and manipulating different emotions and different feelings, saying different words that provoke you to get upset. He's manufacturing emotions in your life, saying words to provoke this questioning and this jealousy piece when he's talking about someone at work and he's talking about exes and past relationships, saying different things that start spiraling you up, being like, ah, that doesn't feel right. And as you, when you express that, he then comes back and says, you're overreacting. Like, I can't believe you're this overreacting, overbearing, over emotional person. Like, what are you talking about? Sometimes they even go as far to flip it and be like, hey, I realize you're insecure about my exes, and I'll forgive you for that. But it's stuff that he did to start off with. Like, it's stuff that he manipulated and purposely put together to get you to act and respond crazy. Another piece inside of this is not just control, but is this aspect of power. Control and power seem very similar when we bring up the words together, but power is this feeling that the narcissist gets over you, not just that he's controlling you, but that he's better than you, that he thinks he's above you. This whole piece of like servant and master, king and slave, the dynamic that's here is him being able to lord it over you and expect you to dutifully follow and serve and submit. Inside of all of this, he's looking for someone that he can push back against and will have you cave and bow down to him and say, you are the best person ever. And oftentimes when that doesn't happen, it's a power struggle. It's a power dynamic of him trying to figure out, what do I have to do to make sure that she responds the way that I want her to respond? He's like, what do I have to say to make sure that she will not respond this way anymore? How do I condition her and correct her and punish her to make sure she never talks to me that way again? To make sure she doesn't say this thing that made me feel insecure about myself. To say this thing that actually calls me out. To say this thing that made me look bad in front of other people. What do I need to do? Oftentimes his level of power and control come into the relationship, pushing him to make you feel crazy. Because if he can do that, he looks like the sane one. He looks like the one that's okay. And you look insane. Narcissists will do this for control over you. They'll do this for power and to make themselves feel better over you. They use this in the manipulative sense. They use this in the emotional sense, physical, sexual. They will use it in all different types of ways to make you feel insane. Now, when we bring it into the emotional and the sexual realm, what you're going to see a lot of times is him rejecting you. This could be any level of intimacy. It doesn't have to be just sex, but this could be any level of intimacy where you try to get close because that's how the relationship was, quote unquote, built early on. You try to get close. You try to communicate, to connect, to really just have a relationship. And he starts pushing you away, saying you're needy, like saying you're clingy. When you're like, this is how you've shown up. Like, this is what you were doing to me. You were texting me 24/7. Now I can't text you 5 times. And all of a sudden you start to doubt yourself. You start to doubt, wait a second, like maybe I am messed up. Maybe something's wrong with me. And you need to understand when you're inside a toxic relationship, it's not that there's something wrong with you. It's that the narcissist is continuing to manipulate you to believe that something's wrong with you. Is there pieces to heal? Absolutely. Is there things to work on? Absolutely. But this feeling of insanity and craziness is oftentimes manufactured by the toxic person, so he has control, so he has power over you, and so he can continue to push you back and forth to keep you stuck in the relationship. If you're at the place today where you are stuck in the relationship and you're like, I do not know what to do, how do I get out? Reach out for help. Go to rawmotivations.com/breakthrough. Maybe you're still in the moment where you're out of the relationship. You had enough strength or fortitude to get out, but you're like, I don't know if I won't go back. Like if he knocked on my door today, I would probably take him back. We're just being 100% honest. Like if he knocked on my door, I don't know that I could stay away because it was so good, but it was so bad. If you've been going through a cycle, through narcissist to narcissist or the same guy over and over and over, then click on the link down below. Because I want to help liberate you from that trapped, stuck, dead-end rut feeling that you're in right now. Because if you don't change this, if you don't stop this, he's going to continue to come back, he's going to continue to use you, and he's going to continue to make you feel crazy. If I can help today, please reach out for help. Click on the link down below, rawmotivations.com/breakthrough. We'd love to work with you to help liberate you from the toxicity that you're currently in.